Welcome to the Leadership in Context podcast with Keith Tusey. Part of what the devil says to you will be true in order to trick you into something false that he is going to say.
Hi, this is Keith Tusey, and welcome to Leadership in Context, where we are helping believers live out kingdom truth in the context of the culture and their local church. Hey, we're in Mark, the 12th chapter today. We're doing portraits of Jesus, and I'm going to do five verses there. I'm going to pick it up in Mark 12:12, okay? And I think it's one of the best discourses, many discourses, that really should give us some incredible insight as to what was really happening at ground level in Jesus' ministry. It says, and they were seeking to seize him, and yet they feared the people, for they understood that he spoke the parable against them, and they left him and went away. So Jesus had just told the parable about the unrighteous servants who were running the vineyard, and the father sent the servants, and they beat up the servants, then they abused the servants, then he sent the son, said, oh, they'll treat the son right, and they murder the son. And so Jesus tells the Pharisees this parable, and they're like stung. They know he's talking about them. And they left him and went away. Wow. You know, the old saying, don't go away, mad, just go away. Well, that might have been invented right here. And they sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to him in order to trap him in a statement. So now here's another wave. They're going to come up with another idea, and they're going to try to trick him into making a statement. Actually, the New American Standard uses the word trap. A lot of translations do. It's a really good translation, and it literally means to trap an animal. They were treating Jesus like an animal. They were trying to bait him and trying to trap him into making a statement. They wanted to use his words against him. Remember, these guys were wordsmiths. So they were going to hang you on how you dotted your I and crossed your T. They weren't going to look at the intent of what you were saying. You know, we still have Pharisees out there today. You know, they pick at every preacher. They pick at every person. You know, this is what they said, and they don't look at the context of what they said. And maybe the person should have used a different word or said it a different way. You know, honestly, it's part of the cancel culture, to be honest with you. You know, we're just going to eliminate people because they didn't just, say it all the right way. And that's exactly what these guys were doing. And then when you look at verse 14, it says, and they came and said to him, teacher, we know you are truthful and defer to no one, and you are partial to anyone, and teach the way of God in truth. So now they're buttering him up. They come to him, teacher, we know this. I mean, it's really a nice compliment. They're saying the one thing they notice about Jesus is that he loves people with impartiality. He teaches people truth and impartiality. He shows mercy to people with impartiality. And so that's a true statement. They are, you know, the devil says true things in order to trick you into something false he's going to say. So they try to butter Jesus up, okay? And then they ask him this question, is it lawful to pay a poll tax to Caesar or not? Is it lawful? And really, maybe a better translation would be, is it permissible? Because they weren't talking about a civil law. They were talking about, is it okay? Now, you have to understand what the poll tax was to understand the impact. For years, the Jews paid a poll tax to the temple, I believe for the maintenance of the grounds, okay? And then when Titus became the tyrant over Rome about 70 AD, so almost 100 years before this, he found out that they paid this poll tax, and he just took it for the Roman Empire. So if they could pay a tax there, they could pay a tax there. So he took that poll tax. So he took something religious and made it sacrilegious, and the Jews were forced to pay a poll tax, which means kind of a head tax, a per capita tax, that everybody over a certain age had to pay that per capita tax. And there were people that rebelled about doing it. It was a point of irritation for the Jews because it really reminded them how subjugated they were to the Roman government. And so you got to remember that the Jews were looking for a political savior. They weren't just looking for a Messiah. They were looking for a political savior. That's why they mocked him and said, you know, are you king of the Jews? Because they were looking for a conquering king, not a suffering king. And that's why the disciples made some of the comments that they made about sitting at the right hand or sitting at the left hand of Jesus, that type of thing. Because that was their orientation. That's what they thought was going to happen. So when they bring this poll tax up, it's kind of a win-win for them. If Jesus says, oh, no, don't say the poll tax, they're like, oh, yeah, all right, we're going to use this guy's anointing. You know, we're going to run him for a political candidate, or we're going to get somebody to be part of it. I mean, it was win-win. But if he says no, or if he says yeah, then they'll say, oh, he's a compromiser, you know, with the Romans, and he can't be trusted. He's not really in his heart a Jew. So this is really a loaded question. And Jesus answers it, of course, with the wisdom of God, because that's who he is. And knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at. Now, this is one of the few times where Jesus calls them out first. He doesn't tell the story and let them figure it out. He says, why are you testing me with your hypocrisy? In other words, he wasn't playing the game with them at all. He wasn't being Mr. Nice Guy here. And he said to them, bring me a denarius to look at. Now, isn't it interesting that those Jews in the temple had the Roman coins in their pocket? There's some hypocrisy to that too, isn't there? Jesus, I don't even know if they figured out what Jesus is doing, but he said, well, show me the coin. Show me the coin that you would pay. Then they had to pay with shekels. They had to pay in the temple. They had to pay with shekels. They had that exchange rate we talked about before in one of the other podcasts. But he said, give me a denarius and look at it. Okay? And then he says this, whose likeness and inscription is this? And they said to him, Caesar's. And he said to them, render to Caesar's the things that are Caesar's. Now, interesting, when many people quote this verse, they stop like the verse ends there. Render to the things that are Caesar's, to Caesar, and the rest of the verse says, and to God the things that are God. And they were amazed at him. One translation says they were astounded, which is really a good way to translate this. They were astounded at him. They were amazed at him. And again, there's a very deep thing here. Now, Caesar's image was on there, but it was on there as Caesar being a god, okay? And somebody that should worship or to be worshiped. So Jesus asked this question, whose image is on that coin? So what, pay Caesar what's due him, pay God what's due him. Here's the other side of that. Whose image are you made in? Not whose image is on the coin, but whose image is on you. And out of that, you ought to pay due diligence. Out of that, you ought to worship. Out of that, you ought to give your life. That is an incredible message that Jesus is teaching us right here. And he says this to them, whose likeness and inscription is on this? And they said to him, Caesar's. And then he goes on and says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and the things that are God's are God's. You know, one other way you could say this in very simple form is pay your earthly debts, pay your heavenly debts. If you owe somebody in the natural, pay him. If you owe somebody in the spiritual, pay him. That could easily be taken from us. That's a principle that's here. But the biggest thing you've got to walk away from here is whose image is impressed on you. That's whom you ultimately serve. If you're using Caesar's tools, then pay Caesar. But understand that God has his image impressed and impregnated on you, that we're made in the image of God. And a lot of the nonsense that is going on in our culture, it's attacking the fact that we're made in the image of God. God said he made a male and female, and people are coming along saying, he mailed them like Heinz 57 varieties, which we know is not the truth. But that's not just a sexual thing. That's a slap in the face of God thing, because it's denying whose image we are made in. Jesus' wisdom in this story, in this piece of history, is just astounding to me. It's amazing to me. They were amazed. They were confounded. They were astonished. And they ask a question, but Jesus confronted them right away and said, You hypocrites, why are you testing me? And then he gives them the answer. And he didn't come down on either side. Now listen, I'm politically involved, I'm politically engaged, but I'm not looking for a political Messiah. We are not going to rise and fall. We, on who is in office, we have an obligation to be stewards and put the best possible candidate in there. There's no doubt about that. And we should not forsake that stewardship. But there's always those people that their whole prophetic perspective, their whole worldview revolves on who is going to be elected. Boy, you talk about living on a yo-yo and a roller coaster and going up and down. That's exactly what they were trying to do here. They were trying to get Jesus either to confirm, you know, that he was going to do something in the political realm by asking that question, or to try to paint him as a liberal Jew, and he comes out as being God's son, not their errand boy. So, great understanding. I'd encourage you to look at this text and read it and to meditate on it. Just amazing truth here. Whose image is on you? That's whom you owe a debt to. Hey, this is Keith Tusey for Leadership in Context.
Whose image is impressed upon you? That is who you owe a debt to, and that is who you ultimately serve. You were made in the image of God. Thanks for listening this week to another episode of Leadership in Context with Keith Tusey. Join us next week as Keith continues to equip believers to lead in every area and venue of life. As always, subscribe, like, rate, and share our podcast. To contact Keith or ask him a question, email podcast@nrpastors.com. If you would like more information, you can check out our website, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram @nrpastors. See you next week.